As you delve into 2008, your thoughts about the promotion to offensive coordinator?
Well, I'm real excited about it, obviously. It was a goal of mine, and, I'm real excited about the coaching staff we have, the people we're working with. Bringing in Alex is going to be great, having his expertise on the run game and everything, and it's going to be fun to work with our quarterbacks and really all the players we have on offense. We've got a good group of guys, and we'll make it fun coaching for all of us.
Was this a job that you were interested in? I mean, how did you state your case to Coach Kubiak that you deserved the promotion?
I never really went in there and stated it to him, because I think it was pretty obvious that I wanted it. And, I think coaching is very competitive, coaching is almost year to year, if you look at it, based on if you're successful or not. And, so I think you're stating your case every day you come to work. And, some guys are just staying in their position and doing that inside and out. And, but every day I've always been trying to learn other positions and prove to Coach Kubiak and the players and stuff that I could handle seeing more than just one position.
Well, in that case, you got to bring something new to the offense. What do you think you bring?
We got some good offensive coaches here, I'd like to, hopefully I can bring some of my personality a little bit, but we have something that's been established here. It's not that I'm bringing in a whole new system or anything. It's not like it's my system or anything. We've changed in our 2 years here. It's been a little different each year. And based off how our personnel goes in this offseason, through the draft, through free agency, it could change next year. But, we have a system in right now, and we'll always adjust so based on the injuries and who we have and stuff. So you really never know until game time comes.
You played wide receiver at Texas. It's well documented. You coach the quarterbacks here. Would you say that the passing game in particular is your area of expertise?
Yeah, without a doubt. That's the first thing I learned. Obviously playing, I was a quarterback growing up, and then I played receiver towards the end of high school.
Quarterback?
Yeah. I couldn't throw it far enough, so I had to decide that my best chance to play in college was being a wide receiver. So I moved to that my junior year in high school, and I've always been more involved in the passing game, and then I got my start as a coach here, as a wide receiver coach, and then moved to quarterback coach. And so my expertise definitely is in the passing game, but the run game is something that I enjoy. It's something that I've been studying every day since I became a coach, and I look forward, especially with the guys we have here who know how to run the ball, helping with it and myself getting better listening to them.
Well, let's talk about something that's probably more obvious than anything else, and that's your youth as an offensive coordinator. I think you're the youngest offensive coordinator in the league. But you have a good relationship with the quarterbacks, Sage and Matt. You guys are around the same age. Do you think that that's somewhat of an advantage for you in the position that you're in now?
Well, yeah, I definitely think it's an advantage. Everyone asks me, for the past few years, and they ask, well, you think you're ready to be a coordinator, or are you too young, you're not old enough yet? And, I've been worried that it was going to take longer than this because I wanted to become a coordinator when I could still take the advantage of being young.
Sure.
I feel I'm only going to be young for so long, and, to have the opportunity to be a coordinator and to be my age, I think it gives me an advantage. I do. If you don't know what you're doing, then it'd be a huge disadvantage. But if you're prepared X's and O's wise and you can help the players, then I think being closer to their age, you can relate to them and, can help you in some of your coaching and getting your point across.
Well, it's not like you're a rookie in this game. Your dad is Mike Shanahan, head coach of Denver. Have you had a chance to talk with him? And if you had, what kind of advice has he given you, if he's given you any at all?
No, my dad was excited for me and he was happy for me, and he knows it was something that, I've been working for a long time. And, he's excited for me. And his main advice is just don't change. Do exactly what you do. Mm-hmm. Come to work the same way, and you dress the same way, you act the same way. nothing's changed. I don't have to act older because I'm offensive coordinator. I'm going to keep doing what got me here.
Are you excited about adding Alex Gibbs to the staff?
Oh, yeah. I'm extremely excited. I grew up watching the Broncos.
Sure.
Even when I was a player and I wasn't coaching, in college and stuff, the team I always saw was the Broncos. And so I always had, a picture of their running game and what I thought running the ball was. And, I went to Tampa and it was a little different what we did there schematically. And I've always been so excited to I always wanted the opportunity to get to Denver so I could learn that scheme, because I really never have coached in Denver. And then when I came to Houston, that's when that started, because I knew Gary was going to bring that run system over here, and he did. And, you know, also we also intertwined a little of Sherm stuff from Green Bay and everything. So I knew it was Denver system, but I knew it wasn't always 100%. And, you know, now getting Alex in here, someone who I grew up watching. I mean, I was a ball boy for when I was younger, and, you know, being around that and now to be able to work with that, I know I'm coaching, I'm learning, I'm seeing everything that I've always wanted to learn.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you knew him before you got here.
Yeah, I've known Alex for a long time. You know, Alex went to Oakland with my dad for 1 year in 88. He was with him in Denver. I've known Alex for a long time. His kid used to babysit me when I was little. So I've been close to Alex for a while.
That's got to be kind of cool. I guess he's going to be a really good resource for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Alex knows what he's doing. And when it comes to this system, there's no trickery. I mean, he knows what to do and how to get it done. So,
how have your duties changed? Obviously, you have more responsibility as the offensive coordinator. And kind of what's your day like?
My daily responsibilities haven't quite gotten started yet, you know, because we finished up. When the season ended, we spent the first week just evaluating players, looking at the players we have, looking at free agency. Then we went on a two-week vacation. Then we came back, and mm-hmm. we spent these last 2 weeks just reviewing our cut-ups. And just in that short time, like my responsibilities have changed, and I have to answer more questions now. You know, it's not always just about the quarterback. And, yeah. You know, when they're asking what we're doing, where is protection or pass scheme and stuff, you know, I have to be able to answer those questions now, where it used to be the only look to me when it was a question about the quarterback.
2 week vacation, that had to be fun. Where'd you go?
I went to Mexico, Cabo.
Nice, nice. Well, with the upcoming season, what are you looking forward to? What's the thing that's kind of driving you here, the most, I guess, important thing that kind of stands out in your mind that you want to accomplish as a season, as we roll into the season?
You know, as far as our team?
Yeah.
Really, I just want to get, as good as we can. And I know that's a very generic answer, but, you know, whether personnel-wise, fixing some holes, getting some guys healthy, getting them back, and playing together. You know, I think everyone in the NFL runs similar plays, but it's getting good at those plays, getting better at those plays, it's getting faster. It's moving together, your whole offense, all 11 guys moving at the same time. It's all speed, taking the thinking out of the game and just reacting. And when you can play like that, and you're just going and going, it shows up on the field with tempo and urgency, and, you know, you can't just show up at training camp and just do that. That happens with reps, and, you know, it's reps and muscle memory, and you got to get 11 guys in there constantly going together, and so they can move some continuity, and then when we get to the season, we're ready to go.
Sound like you got your plan in place. What about your personal goals, things that you want to accomplish as the offensive coordinator?
Really, as offensive coordinator, I just want to do a good job. You know, I want to do a good job listening to everybody. It's different now, where I was always trying to get people to listen to me and, you know, always trying to get in the door. But now, as an offensive coordinator, you know, I got to be able to listen to all the other coaches. I got to listen to other players. I got to understand the bigger picture and get out of my smaller box for a second and really just oversee everything, which, you know, I need to work on, not always just X's and O's wise, but personality wise.
When we first started talking, you mentioned some of the things that you guys were doing now. You kind of locked up in those rooms all day long. Let's talk about that a little bit more. You've got the draft coming up. You've got free agency coming up. What are some of the things you're looking at now in terms of players? What kind of players you want to bring in here? Just talk about that as they relate to your responsibilities.
Right now, we're trying to get the best players in that we can. You know, anytime you try to get a specific player here and there, you know, it's always a gamble, because you never can count on injuries. You never know what's going to happen. So we're really just evaluating our whole team. You know, you're only allowed a certain amount of numbers. You can't just sign every good guy out there. Your team will be bankrupt. You know, so you got to bring in the best players for the best value and to bring competition to everybody. You want to try to bring in a better third guy, a better second guy, to push that first guy, and really just improving the talent on the team and also trying to improve it through youth, through the draft.
Let's talk about the schedule. You pretty much know who you're going to play already. So I guess in your mind, there's got to be some kind of a game plan for those teams. You don't know the dates. Do you start planning now, putting a game plan in place for those teams, or do you kind of just let the season play out as it goes? How do you handle that?
No, yeah, we don't work on that now. Right now, we're more concerned about ourselves. You know, we want to improve. See, right now, we're evaluating everything that we've done in the last 2 years, play-wise, technique-wise, personnel-wise. We want to see what we can do at that to get better. And then after we do that, we have our system in place, then we can go out and practice it. And we practice it against, we're not practicing it against Tennessee's coverages, against Indy's coverages. We're just practicing against our Houston Texans coverages so they can practice their defense. But cover two is cover two, regardless of what team you're going against. And I mean, so if you're getting practice against our own defense, you're helping yourself for Indy also. You never know what people are going to do in their offseason also. Then you know that they're working just like we are. So we spend our whole offseason putting a game plan together based off this year. When we go to play them and they're not playing that anymore, kind of wasting a lot of time. So we got to make sure to see what they put on tape this year in the preseason, the beginning of the year, and always adjusting. All That's right. One thing about football, it never stops.
All right, there you go. Hey, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
New offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan.
Thanks.
Really nice. It's really nice. Yeah.